Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning, it was you and me. Nothing could separate us from what we had. Family plans, hopes and dreams, everything, all mapped out. But then one day you decided to change, listening to what other people had to say. Now look where we are now.
Baby, it's crazy. How long has it been? So much time wasted. Where do I begin? What has come over me? The love within. Doubting our future.
Oh,
and blessings, and welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flavor. I am thrilled and excited to have an amazing gentleman come on my show today and to be able to have the opportunity to introduce to you his flavor, what he does, who he is, what his dreams are, where he plans to go, and all that good stuff. So welcome to the Leopard Carpet, D. Mills.
Thank you for having me, and I'm glad to be on the show, Lady Flavor.
You know what? I'm really excited about, you know, having you on the show, too. I have enjoyed our behind-the-scenes interactions and giving me the opportunity to get to know you and, you know, a little bit about, you know, where your heart is and where you want to go. So being able to have you step on the leopard carpet to me, you know, that's big. And I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to do this with me.
So, I'm very appreciative that you did the same thing for me.
Of course. But you know what? I was reading over your bio, you know, that I received, and, you know, I've checked out your website. Of course I've been playing your music for, you know, a short time here and really, really digging your sounds. But if I was to ask you, who is D. Mills, what would your answer be?
It's a great question. Well, D. Mills is a ambitious producer, songwriter, singer, musician, striving to, I guess the main thing I want to say is that I'm not only trying to be heard, but I'm trying to help somebody, because music is good for the soul, and good music is great for the soul. And
right.
D. Mills is a family man, a man who loves God, and a man who loves music, and striving to be great.
Well, I think that, you know, I definitely think that sums it up, and I have much respect and appreciation, you know, for all of that. I think that one of the things that's hard when you step into this industry is how do you keep your world balanced, you know, because I do know that you're a family man. I do know that you're passionate. I do know, you know, that you're involved in church and music ministry, you know, through church and all of that. And I know that it's not easy to keep it all in perspective, and to, you know that this is your journey to step out there. One of the things that I feel, D. Mills, and I talked about this on my radio show the other morning, but I talk about it pretty frequently. I cannot imagine a world without art. You know, I can't imagine a day without music. And so for me to support independent artists, amazing talent such as yourself, to me that's a blessing, because
wow.
You know, to, you know, provide a platform, whether you consider it large or whether you consider it small, to be able to provide a platform that is recognized around the world, to play great talent such as yourself, it's just my way of playing a role, you know, in supporting you. And I was telling you earlier on, you know, I believe this is God's journey, you know, for me to play this role for artists, just like I believe that it's God's journey for you to create what you create, you know, because artists are very powerful in how we experience life, you know.
Absolutely.
And what you create, it can help us either own our feelings and where we are, it can energize us, it can take us out of a place where we are that we don't want to stay. You know, you know, or it's just like when the song that I opened up was "So Glad We Met." How many times have we been on a journey where we kind of like, was this a good thing? You know, that we connected. You know, and what did I get out of this? And so,
absolutely.
You know, I think that's, you know, I don't know. Just I kind of feel that that's who you are, you know, in all of this.
Wow, and I appreciate that. And I actually have a really good friend of mine, and of course I'll keep her name nameless, but she just recently went through some relationship issues with someone that she was in love with. And long story short, he wasn't really good for her, I guess, and they parted ways. And we were at a public place together, and they played "So Glad We Met" at the place. And she broke down. She cried, and she was letting all of her hurt out. But once the song finished, she said that she felt good because she was able to get that out, and she needed to hear that song because it reminded her of, hey, I loved you, but you did me wrong, but you're making me stronger now. So when I love somebody else, I'll know what mistakes not to make anymore. And that's what the song was about.
That's a great testimony, you know, and that's where it comes into when I was saying, you know, you create music that allows us to own our life, our experience. Sometimes in a song, you know, we could sit here and close our eyes and listen and say, you know what, that was written for me, wasn't it? You know, or
right.
How they know my story, you know, and I think there's nothing better than for music or some form of art that just says, you know what, I get it. I know where you're at. I feel your pain, you know, and allow us to share our emotion, even if it's within that moment with ourselves. And then we just, you know what, kick rocks and keep it moving, you know.
Yep.
But I think that's one of the important things that, you know, music plays for us. You know, it can, you know, like I said, it can allow us to feel. It can allow us to get out of our zone. It can energize us. It can mellow us out. You know, how many times do we put on music just to chill to mellow out in the evening, to relax, you know? So taking it back to you, I appreciate what you do. And because you do it so well, I think that's why it makes it exciting for me to have you on this show, because it takes a certain personality. You know, it takes a certain person that can take you in that direction of owning your own self, you know, and and I think that I think you do that. And I'm excited about the projects that I've been able to hear that you've created, but I'm really excited about seeing where you go in the future, because you know what, D-Mills, I feel greatness in you. I do. I feel greatness in you. And so, you know, I'm honored to play a small little role as waving my leopard pom-poms up here in Seattle, Washington for you. And, you know, you know what I say is, let's just do this, baby. We're going to get your music out there. We're going to put you in front of as many people as we can, because you deserve that.
Wow.
But,
I mean, it's just refreshing to excuse me, hear people, you know, speak like that about, you know, somebody else, because a lot of times people will say, okay, well, you have a good sound or you have good music, but, you know, I've had a lot of negative talk these past few years, but I try not to let it affect me. But then when I run into people like you who believe in independent artists and who believe in, you know, the heart of the artist and the creativity of the artist, and then you actually help to do something about it, I think that's great, because you don't get that a lot. Nowadays, it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much about politics and money, but nobody cares about the spirit of the person or the heart of the person or the content of the music. So I appreciate you as well. I really do.
Well, you know, I think that, well, you know, I talk about this pretty openly. It's not like I try to, you know, push my faith and religion on anybody, but I believe it's God's journey for me. And I believe that God brings people across my path that I'm meant to meet. You know, it's just like you came to me through Hassan Brown of Puzzle Market and Media. And Hassan and I have had an amazing relationship for years. I've met some of the top independent artists and industry people through Hassan. And so when he introduced me to you, there was no question that you were going to be good in my mind. You know, there just wasn't. You know, but once I heard you, I knew that you were good. Once I began to hear your story, I knew that you were even better. But what took it over the top for me is when we started connecting behind the scenes and communicating and allowing me to get to know you as I allowed you to get to know me, you know, and where I am in the industry. So it takes it to a different level, and I think that's something that's really important is when you connect, because you're right, it's all about politics and who has money and can pay for certain things or whatever. But for me, it comes down to good quality music, but music that captures my attention, that I'm willing to put my name on, wave my leopard pom-poms for, You know, and that's just where it goes for me. I know people tell me I'm kind of a different sort of person, and I'm really okay with that, D. Mills, you know, because
yes.
I think, you know, it takes unique people in this industry to kind of to stand out. And if somebody pays attention to me, then that means they're going to pay attention to you, you know, and maybe even
right.
vice versa. If they're paying attention to D. Mills, maybe they might pay attention to Lady Flava playing D. Mills, you know, on the radio, whatever it is. And so that's the win-win. And that's, I think that's what God has put us together to do, is build a win-win. So again, it's a blessing for me to have you on the leopard carpet with me today. So I know that in your bio, it says that you kind of took up the piano as pretty much like a toddler. So why don't you speak on that?
Yes. My first recollection of starting music was around age 4. My dad, who was a producer as well, kind of started me off. I remember the first time I started playing, my first memory was him playing the theme for Mission Impossible. Of course, you know, dun, dun,
mm-hmm.
dun, 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 dun. He started playing the actual record of that, and
okay.
he wanted me to start picking it up, you know, by ear.
Okay.
And it took me a minute, but I did it, and it just kind of built from there. He had me doing all type of musicals and different shows. Yeah, I mean, it was fun being a kid, and I'm glad that he started the musical journey for me. He saw something and he just took it and ran with it.
Mm. So I know that for you and many other artists that I've had on the show, it all started in church in a sense.
Yep.
You know, for you too. So, you know, in what you're speaking about in regards to your father, is that part of the journey with your father is music ministry in church?
My father did play piano and Hammond organ in church also.
Okay.
And I've been in church all my life, grew up in church, started actually playing in church when I was about maybe 10 years old, and I still play in church today.
Okay.
And it's a great foundation of my sound, and it's a great foundation and platform for me to not necessarily perform, but to be able to, you know, to play and sing in front of people. And I just love being in the atmosphere where God is. That's where I like to be.
Right. So just out of curiosity, why do you think that church is the foundation for so many artists, you know, where they got their foundation?
Well, in the black community, like I said, I can't speak for anybody else, but in the black community,
mm-hmm.
Most of us are raised in church, and a lot of us do have a gift of music or singing of some kind or instrumentation, and I thank God for that, and that's where we cultivate it, and that's where we hone our crafts, and that's where we make our mistakes and learn and build from there, and not only in a spiritual aspect, but in a natural aspect. And that's why I believe that some of the top singers like a Fantasia or Jennifer Hudson or, you know, people of those calibers
mm-hmm.
come from the church, because that's where their gifts were cultivated. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I would say.
I think that's a good answer. You know, I was thinking about that, and, you know, I just kind of wanted you to share, you know, your perspective, because
mm-hmm.
so many of the talents that come on my show, you know, they share that journey, which I know is,
mm-hmm.
is a real journey. I, you know, I'm a Baptist minister's daughter, you know, and so I don't sing.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't sing or anything like that. You know, I was the Bible study, the youth group people, you know, person, kids, you know, and
mm-hmm.
all of that, you know. But, you know, I was just kind of thinking about that. For many artists, you know, church plays a role in their foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they go out to be gospel singers, you know, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they go out and they get all wild with it either. There's that
mm-hmm.
that. It feels like there's a mutual respect in, you know, what they're creating now, even though that their foundation started in church, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
I appreciate, you know, you sharing your thoughts. Well, you know what? I'm going to jump into another piece. And I think I'm going to play Do Better, and then you can give us a little insight as to why you created this piece. Again, Do Better
okay.
is my featured guest on the leopard carpet, D-Mills.
So, you think you're doing it big now, huh? I don't think so.
You can do it better, better, gotta do it better, baby. You can do it better, better, gotta do it better, baby. You can do it better, better, you can do it better, better, you can do it better. You gotta do it better, baby.
This is the
who's a special guest on the leopard carpet with me today. So tell me kind of the concept behind this, and I'll tell you what my thoughts are about this, Sir D. Mills.
Okay, well, the concept behind this song is the scenario is pretty much the young lady dumps, I guess I'll say me, dumps me and replaces me with somebody else, and the guy that she gets is, in my opinion, not up to par. And matter of fact, he has, like, bad habits, you know, drinking and, you know, smoking weed and stuff like that. I mean, and if that's what you do, that's what you do. But my thing is, you know, you had somebody like me that was loving you and trying my best to take care of you and, you know, be the man that I was supposed to be and, you know, you wanted to go out and be a little wild child on the street, you know, smoking and drinking and carrying on and the whole ecstasy pills and stuff like that. So why would you want to downgrade and find a guy to do that when you got somebody that can possibly help you to be better than what you are, as far as, like, you know, help you to get through your quote-unquote addictions or your issues? You know, we all have issues, but why would you go to somebody that'll help you stay there instead of being better? So that's what pretty much what it's about.
So let me ask you about the instrumental part of it too. You know, when you sit down and you start creating, does it start with the words or does it start with the music?
Sometimes it's a combination of both. It all depends on the type of song it is or the circumstance. Sometimes I'll be sitting somewhere and words will pop in my head, or if I'm angry, I'll get some words start flowing in my head, or even if I'm happy, I'll get some words, or maybe sometimes I'll be sitting at my keyboard in the studio just kind of playing around, and I just start kind of singing a little melody with it and just kind of stumble upon something that way too. So it can go either way.
And I appreciate that, you know, and I appreciate the story behind the song, because the interesting thing when it comes to art, when it comes to music, when it comes to anything that's creative, of course the creator has a concept in their mind of where it's birthed. And then we, as the person on the outside that experiences, we can turn it into something totally different.
Yeah.
You know, it's
absolutely.
Just like when I had my coffee shop, there was an amazing visual artist that I let her hang her artwork, just really interesting artwork on my wall. And sometimes, you know, as conversation piece, you know, I'd stand there with some of my customers, and it was really interesting what they saw in the painting versus what I saw in the painting, you know. And so we all came, what caused us to be drawn to it was very, very different than each other. And I think that's the beautiful thing about art, is we can all walk away with a different experience. So I get why you, explain the concept of do better. Let me tell you what I took away from it.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I could see where it's that. I do. I could see where it's that. But I think because of at my age and where I am in my life, I'm really about evolving and trying to do better. You know, I will eat healthier. You know, I will drink more water. If I did not love water before I went to Vegas, I really love water now. You know, yeah, that's another show. But, you know, it's going to the gym. It's about letting go. It's about forgiving. It's about being a better Susan, about being a better Lady Flava. So I think it's a perfect track to play when you're working out in the gym. I think it's a perfect track to start the day with, just saying, you know what, you know, I got to do better. You got to do better. You know, we got to do better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even though there is that concept that's felt as to where the song originated, for me, my friend, I took it in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't agree with you more, because we all need to do better in some aspects of our life. I mean, whether it be through, you know, healthy eating and exercise, or with, money, finances, or, you know, children, family, or just life overall, we all could be doing a little better. Even the richest people in the world could be doing better at something else, but they may have the money thing down pat, but there may be some other aspects in their life they're like, hey, I could do better at this, I could do better at that. So I couldn't agree with you more on that.
Yeah, so I think it's like a perfect mantra, you know, like, you know, or that subliminal message that you listen to. Because sometimes you just kind of need to hear something as simple as that. That just says, yeah, I can do better. I got to do better, you know. And I know too many times we think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, right? Not always better on the other side of the fence. So I think that we need to also come back to what's right with us. And see if we can find a newfound appreciation, because I think that people are always looking for something better. And that it really, really needs to get to a place of, you know, changing your attitude, changing your perspective in what's going on now. I do think that there are times when you need to cut ties and move forward. I do. By no means should you say in a situation that's not healthy and working for you, you know. So anyway, maybe you
Absolutely.
Didn't expect that, but that's what I take away from that particular song. And so,
like I said, I couldn't agree with you more, because there are people who would love to see you not make it. I mean, they say they support you, they say that they love you and they care, but. Yeah. Deep down inside, they saying, oh, she's not going to do that. He's not going to do it. He's just going to be the same old whoever I met 10 years ago, and nothing's going to change, and this is just the way it's going to be. And those kind of people, you need to, like as you say, you need to cut them off, because those are the people who want to see you stuck. They don't want to see you grow, because they're not growing. And those are the people that you need to weed out, and you need to release them and, you know, give them the benediction.
Well, I listen to a lot of inspirational tapes. Sometimes I listen to, Joel Osteen or T.J. Jakes or somebody, a sermon that just really has a message I need to hear. And one of the things that has been talked about a lot is really knowing who your inner circle is and having people that are around you that uplift you, that believe in you and your dream. And I think that's so very, very important. And, you know, I hope that you have that support system in your world.
Yes, and at this point, I do. For the past, you know, I would say a few years, it tried to go that route, but, you know, sometimes people will turn on you, or people will let you go, or people mm-hmm. will say, hey, I tried my best, but we're not going anywhere. But mm-hmm. you have to believe in yourself. So that's what I did, kept going, found the right people, found Hassan, and the rest is history.
Right. Well, now you got Lady Flava, you know, waving her leopard pom-poms for you, too.
Absolutely. And wave them anytime you like.
But I think that is so very important. So I'm glad, you know, that you have a support system. It doesn't have to be big. You know, and I've learned that, you know, because I've jumped on board with a whole bunch of things over my life and being a part of this industry, and now I'm back to my basics. And you know what? That's where it feels good and right for me, is being back to my foundation. And now that I've really come to understand, you know, my purpose more and what I'm meant to do and who I'm meant to do it with, it now things seem to be falling in place. But I'll be honest with you,
yeah.
I thought, you know, maybe the grass was going to be greener on the other side, and I jumped over that fence, and then I had to jump right back home, you know, and so,
right.
But even through that process, you know, I have some amazing people in my corner. So what projects are you working on now, and what projects do you plan for the future, D-Mills?
Well, right now, my album, Two Sides, One Story, is just about 98% complete. All the music is complete. Just got a few logistics here and there. And we should be set to release within the next, I would say, between 6 to 8 weeks. Two Sides, One Story will be available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Rhapsody, and all other major online stores, and, of course, my website, which mm-hmm. is www.millsgotskills.com, and I can spell it if you like. It's MillsGotSkills.com. Please sign my guest book. You know, just say, hey, if you listen to the show, tell me what you think, if you liked it, or, you know, if you didn't, or if you like my music, or you can just join my mailing list and keep in touch with me.
Perfect. So everybody, please go over and check out D-Mills on his website. Stay updated, because I think that we're going to be pleasantly surprised with what he has in store for us. So I love the title, Two Sides, One Story. Can I ask you the concept behind the title?
Absolutely. Two Sides, One Story is pretty much my take of relationships from the male perspective and from the female perspective, but like I said, through my eyes. Different scenarios, different observations, different points of view, but pretty much from my point of view, but in a general base. So, yes, some of the stuff is not personal, and some of it might be, but it doesn't matter. As long as you're getting a good product is what matters. But, yeah, but that's pretty much what it's about.
Right, right. So how did you get, you know, you shared how you got involved in music, you know, through your father,
mm-hmm.
through church, playing the piano. Now, how did you come to be a songwriter and a producer?
Well, I definitely would have to, you know, give God all the credit on that, and for the gift of writing and the gift of being able to create something through song and through writing. And also my life's experience has given me things to write about, and my personal heartbreaks and issues with the female species. I love you all, but sometimes you all give us men the flux. But yeah, but mainly I have to give the credit to God for it, because, you know, if he didn't give me the mind to, or the creativity to do it, I wouldn't be able to do it. You know, music is so profound in life. It's like we would be a bunch of zombies walking around, just angry all the time, and nothing expressive to share. Everything would be just black and white, black and white. It would be no color in the world. So I thank God for music and making me a part of it. You know, I could have been a librarian, I could have been a police officer, I could have been a lawyer, but thank you, God, for making me a musician and a producer and a singer. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Amen. So when it comes to the production part, when it comes to the studio and fine-tuning pieces and creating that music, is it something that you went to school or did you teach yourself?
Well, as far as the production is concerned, I had to learn how to use the different programs. I went to Vandercook College of Music for 3.5 years to learn like music education, like music theory, and choral ensembling, and different things of that nature. But as far as like the actual production, I had to learn programs like Logic 8, Pro Tools. But as far as the music is concerned, that's pretty much natural. You know, it's just in me.
Right. Okay.
That's the best way I can explain it.
Right. You know, because there are people who come into this industry, you know, that have a God-given talent. But you kind of know that they can sing. They can go to church and sing in the choir, sing solos, you know, sing in the shower, you know, do karaoke or whatever. You know what I mean? But have
right.
voices. But they don't have kind of that concept of the business aspect. They don't have the theory of it. They, you know, they don't necessarily understand music because they mimic, you know, music that they hear and can, you know, duplicate it in a sense, you know. But then there's somebody like you who has that natural God-given talent, which I can tell, but you have an understanding, you have an appreciation and respect, and you have a story to tell. So putting it all together and understanding what good music sounds like, see, that's what I have an issue with in this industry. There are a whole lot of people out there creating, but they don't know what quality sounds like, and they don't know. I got to tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
But,
you're right.
You know, so that again, so when I talk to you about your music, when I talk to you about, you know, you being a producer, there's a respect because over the years I've learned to hear the quality of the production. And so I don't listen to the music the same as I did when I was a teenager listening to the Jackson 5 and the Temptations, which I love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was, you know, listening because I wanted, you know, to, you know, I'll be there and ABC, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in being a part of this industry, I've worked with engineers and you know, producers and songwriters and all of this who've said to me, Slava, did you hear that in that song? I'm like, what you talking about? And so they've taken me through the steps of understanding it. I've I've had the opportunity to hear a rough song to somebody mastering it and then hearing the final product, you know. And so being able to hear the tweaks and the twists and everything along the process to the final product, it causes me to listen to music differently. So I'm saying all of that, D-Mills, is that I think you do it very well, my friend. I think you do it very well.
Oh, I appreciate you. You're so nice.
But you know what? I'm not saying it just because you're on the leopard carpet with me. I say it because I believe in it. And, you know, and honestly, you wouldn't be on the leopard carpet if I didn't, you know, believe in what you do, you know, no matter how much, you know, I love Hassan. You know, anybody who comes on the leopard carpet is going to be somebody that, you know, I want to come on. I want to get to know you. And just even having you on in this little while, you know, I have a different appreciation than I had, say, even 3 hours ago for you, you know, and I feel, you know, who you are and what you're doing. And so, no, this is good stuff, but you know what? I want to play another song because, you know, I not only want them to hear your story, which I think is so very important, because hearing an artist's story allows us to feel a little bit more connected, you know, beyond just hearing their music. When you kind of understand where an artist is coming from, I think it takes what you hear to a different level. So I think it's time to play a little Holla Back. Again, this is Dee Mills, who is my special guest on the leopard carpet today with Holla Back. Okay, that right there, D Mills, is some of that good, good. That was Holler Back by my featured guest on the Leopard Carpet, D Mills. That's that good, good. That's smooth music.
Grown folks music.
That's, like, you know, I know. I was trying to kind of stay away from that. But yes, grown folks music. Oh, no. Grown folks music. I mean, I think I've talked to a few of my artist friends, you know, and I'm really happy. I love seeing music kind of go back to that. You know, I was talking to Dave Tolliver on the Leopard Carpet one day, and I was like, they don't even, like, go to clubs anymore where, you know, the man taps the woman on the shoulder and takes her hand and said, would you like to dance? You know, and it'd just be fun, like, to go out. It's such a different scene when I talk to my daughters.
Yeah.
You know, because they're adults and from time to time go to the club. It's something so very, very different than when I used to go out dancing. And so I love that music that just kind of brings the sexy back, that brings that, you know, just kind of the desire of a healthy intimacy, if that makes sense, you know. Because I think that's important when it comes to, you know, can I say courting? I'm old, even though,
boy.
You know, it wasn't called courting, you know. But, you know, back in the days when you courted a woman, you know, when you let her know that you were she's special and that you're interested in, you know, the romancing of a relationship, which I believe that people who are married and been together for a long time, they still need to keep that romance in there. And that's the kind of song that can do that.
Absolutely. I agree. The reason why I say that is because that's actually the majority of the concept of the song. Just think of it like, say, I'll put myself in the scenario. Like, say, for instance, I'm performing somewhere at a club or whatever, and, you know, I'm done. I'm at the bar just having a little sip of ginger ale because I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a young lady that I like a lot come in, but, of course, she's taken. And but I know that she's not happy because, you know, I wouldn't disrespect somebody else's relationship. But she's not happy. And I just kind of tell her, hey, I know you're not happy, so why don't you, you know, stop wasting your time and try me. You know, come holler at me, pretty much. And, of course, I wouldn't do that now because I'm happily married. I know my wife is listening, babe. I love you. So let's not get it twisted, y'all. Let's not get it twisted.
No, and you know, but that again, that comes back to the storytelling. That comes back to, you know, like how it could be. You know, I'm sitting here smiling right now, D. Mills, because I'm reminiscing back in the day of when I used to go clubbing. You know, it was a good time in my life. You know, it was a good time in my life, getting dressed up and pretty, you know, and, you know, going out with my girlfriends, my god sister or whatever, and to dance, you know, and just enjoy myself, you know, out at the club and dancing and having somebody, you know, kind of, you know, flirt or pique my interest or I think there's nothing better than, you know what, I'm just going to keep it real. There is nothing better than to have attention from a man that you would want it from.
Right.
I mean, it's for me, right. You know, it's really a great feeling, you know, and so that's where that music, you know, that's where that music just took me to a really, really good place and fun time in my old behind life, you know. So I appreciate, you know, I'm old, okay? I got the silver hair to prove it, but
old is a state of mind.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I feel really old. I'm just going to keep it real. But a song like that, going back to the power of music, a song like that took me to a place just now listening to it. And I could picture myself, you know, and what I was wearing going to the club, you know. And Yeah, wearing open-toed shoes, walking through puddles in Seattle, thinking I was cute. But I was cute back then. But anyway, but you know, so I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you creating music like that. And again, you know, you have a foundation of where these songs came from. We, the listeners, we may take it in a totally different direction. But again, that's the beautiful thing about art, is that it may start with one story, but it's going to end with another story from somebody else.
Yep, you can do what you want with it.
Exactly, exactly. So what is your goals for your music and for your life? What would you like to see ultimately happen?
excuse me. Well, I like any artist wanting to be heard, my ultimate goal is to be heard on a, like a huge grand scale, you know, like worldwide, and to just to be appreciated for making the music that I make. And like I said, I know that I can help some people out there with some of the things that they're going through, issues as far as relationships, or maybe you're just looking for some feel-good music. I can help you with that. And my ultimate goal, like I stated to you before, is to change the life of my family, because I have a, you know, a beautiful wife, two kids, you know, mom and sisters and brothers and different people in my family that I would just love to help, because we've kind of had a great cloud over us for some time now, and I really think this it's time for the sun to shine. So
yes,
I want to be the one to make that happen, not for any personal gain, even though it will be personal gain, but not for a personal thing, but I just want to be able to help them. And I want us to live the life that we're supposed to live, because, you know, right now we're living pretty good, but it's not where we want to be. And I want to get my family to where we need to be.
Of course. And I have much respect for you in regards to that. And I believe that you can do it, and I believe that you will do it, because I think that you have that determination in the heart and soul that's going to push it to that level. You know, so, you know, definitely sending out prayers and good vibes to you in that aspect. And again, you know, whatever I can do to help support what you're doing, of course, you know, Lady Flava's, you know, on board with being a part of your team.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But it, you know, I think that for any family, you know, and sending a shout out to your immediate family, you know, thank you for the sacrifices that you've made. I know it's not easy to be a loved one of a creative person. I know it. I've witnessed it. I've even, you know, I'm a part of it in my, with what I do, you know, the things that my children, my father, you know, my other family and friends have had, you know, to make sacrifices, and me being Lady Flava and me supporting, you know, other people, you know, because I just come by it naturally in wanting to show support, you know. And so, you know, it's not an easy thing, but, you know, the bottom line is we need you. You know, we love all of you. You know, we do this because we love you too, not just because we're trying to be selfish, you know. And so, you know, D-Mills is going to do some things. I just, you know, I feel it, you know, and I believe it, and it's going to happen. So before we close out the show, again, tell people where they can find you on your website, but where they can follow you on social networks.
Absolutely. I'll give you my website again. It's www.millsgotskills.com, M-I-L-L-Z. GOTSKILLZ.com. All of my social media links are there. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on Path also, and Reverb Nation. If you the best way to find me is to go to my website, and if you go to my very first page, all of my links should be like right there. Or if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/MillsGotSkills. And I'll post all of my media links there for you so you can follow me in different places as well.
Well, I think that D-Mills is definitely somebody you need to stop right now and start following. You know, I think that I'm excited about Two Sides, One Story coming out. And you said that's coming out in 6 to 8 weeks. So definitely Pay attention to that. If you follow me on social media, you know that I'll be posting out about Dean Mills because I'm definitely a fan. And you'll hear his music here on Flava Marlex Radio. So I'm really, really excited about and feel very blessed. This is something that I don't take for granted, Dean Mills, and to everybody who's listening. This is a blessing to be able to support artists like you. It really is. It's an honor. It's not something that I take very lightly, and I take it very serious in my role in showing my support. So it's an honor to be able to play your music. It's an honor for me to be able to have you step on the leopard carpet with me. And so, I'm looking for good things. You know, I'm looking for good things for you here in the near future. I just want to ask you a quick question before we leave. What role do you need from the fans to play in the success of your world?
Well, the two things that come off the top of my head is if you like what you hear when the music comes out, your support and you purchasing the music would be great. And even more important than that, word of mouth is the best form of advertisement in the world. So if you can tell somebody or post on Facebook or post on Twitter or post on Instagram and say, hey guys, you know, this guy D Mills is pretty nice, I love his music, or he has a nice spirit, or just tell somebody about me, because word travels fast and there's so much negativity in the world. When something bad happens, we all know in like less than a half an hour. But when something good happens, it takes a little longer to travel. So tell somebody that I'm here, that I'm ready to come to where you are and perform and give you a good show, and I'm ready to continue to make great music for you all for lifetimes and lifetimes to come.
You heard it, from Dean Mills. Word of mouth is a powerful tool. That's something that I have said for many, many years, and so much of what it is that I've been doing, especially since I got involved with artists. And so word of mouth is a powerful tool. Please tell your friends. Please tell your family. Hit the share button if you follow him on different social networks. When his project comes out, Two Sides, One Story, it's going to be available on iTunes. So please purchase a copy. Purchase a copy. I know that music is so accessible online, but purchase a copy because that's what also helps push him forward in being able to do what he does to create great music for us. So Dean Mills, thank you so much for coming on the leopard carpet with me today. And I know that you've got a busy schedule later on with your church responsibilities and all. So this was a wonderful experience for me. And I believe that it was a wonderful experience for my listeners here on Flava Marlex Radio. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Lady Flavor, for having me on the leopard carpet. And I thank your listeners for spending an hour with little old me. And and I'm sure this won't be the last time. And I just want you all to know that I'm here. And let's make beautiful music together.
There you go. So I'm going to close out today's show with Tell Me More by my featured artist on the leopard carpet, Dean Mills. Take care. God bless. And thank you so much for tuning in.
We first met. Baby.